Loose ball. Ewing goes up. The basket counts.
He gets it over to the doctor. Tie ball game. Here's a shot. Julius.
He scores!
Anthony for three.
Bang! That one goes down and the game is tied.
Here's Durant moving on Tucker. He turns. He shoots. Yes!
Talking Knicks, Nets, and all things across the association, this is Pick and Pod on WFUV Sports.
Welcome to Pick and Pod, everyone. This is WFUV's weekly basketball podcast. It is a very cold December evening.
Way too cold.
Way too cold. It's too much. I'm Izzy Randazzo, joined by my co-host, Kurt Sipple. Kurt, how are we feeling?
Wonderful. Very happy. Very happy to always be talking about basketball.
Naturally. Definitely happy about that win against my team last night. But
well, that's always a great feeling when you get to watch a Brooklyn Nets win. It doesn't happen so often anymore. So it's pretty awesome to watch a Brooklyn Nets win.
Unacceptable against my Chicago Bulls.
Yes, sir. And they play again. Come on, they play again tonight against the Jazz. Oh, my God. Is that going to be three wins in a row? That's what I call cinema.
Generational matchup, the Brooklyn Nets and the Utah Jazz.
Everyone's watching it. Maggie, I know in the back you're also watching the Nets v. Jazz today at 7:30.
Oh, of course I am.
You have to be watching the Nets vs. Jazz at 7:30. Like, who? What else? That's program television. That, and then you got the Pelicans on Saturday?
Oh, my gosh.
Program television, ladies and gentlemen.
So much to look forward to. So much to be thankful for in this Christmas holiday season. Feeling very jolly. All right, so where do we want to start? I feel like it would be adequate to begin with the news surrounding Giannis. What do you think, Kurt?
Giannis Antetokounmpo asking for what sounds like a trade. It's a little strange how he phrased it and how Shams reported it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the time comes now where it was going to happen anyway. I think it's either that now his contract is long. I don't know how long it actually is. I can look that up really quick.
Pretty long.
Yeah. His contract is 4 years, and it was signed in 2023, so he has few more years left on that, so he's 2 years, and he wants out, because Milwaukee's just not building around Giannis right now.
It's not. It's definitely not.
And I don't think that he wants to be there anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that the direction that the Bucks have been going in is kind of not one that is directional to a championship. Mm-hmm. I know that they just signed Miles Turner. It's not like Kyle Kuzma's still on that team.
Yeah.
it's not like it's a big deal, mm-hmm. but I think that it's somewhat significant, because someone that's of Giannis' stature, a top five player in the league, mm-hmm. asking for a trade out. I mean, this is the same thing when KD asked for a trade, mm-hmm. or James Harden, same stuff.
Definitely.
I mean, these things are pretty big, and it's pretty interesting to see how these things get handled, especially with a guy who has a $200 million contract.
Ooh, forget how much we pay NBA players sometimes. That's quite a bit. So where do we think he's going to go? I mean, he's obviously expressed interest in the Knicks. Personally, obviously would love to see that. I feel like that would be awesome. But
no.
You don't think so?
I would not want to see him.
Interesting.
With the Knicks.
Explain.
Just because I don't want the Knicks to be any better than they are. I hate the Knicks.
Coming from, you're a Celtics fan, right?
That's why you want. That's why you want them to trade for Giannis. They'll be bad if they trade for Giannis. They lose everything if they trade for Giannis. It's a Nets for James Harden type of move. Same thing.
True.
You lose your entire bench. You lose, well, not your bench. They don't have a bench to begin with. You lose your...
Never did.
Yeah. You lose your... The issue that you lose when you trade for Giannis is, one, they don't have that many picks left. It's a very small handful of picks. And that type of deal for Giannis is like every pick in your lottery chest.
That's true.
And they don't have all those picks right now. They don't have a lot of a treasure trove of those. And I think there's an NBA rule where you have to keep two or something like that. You can't be without one for two seasons or something like that. Some strange rule. I don't remember what it was. But it's something like that. And the Knicks can't really afford to do that unless they trade away someone like a Mikal Bridges. Unless you trade away someone like OG Anunoby. Or dare I say, do you trade away Jalen Brunson? Because
what about Kat, though? What are we thinking about
Kat? No one wants Kat.
But, like, okay, I'm looking right now. I brought out my phone because I needed to pull up the receipts. ESPN earlier today posted 5 Giannis trades that would shake up the title race.
Oh, let me guess. Celtics.
No.
The Knicks.
No. The Celtics actually are not on this list.
Kind of surprised.
But
no.
The
Oklahoma
not...
City Thunder?
Are they? Hold on. Let me.
They have to be.
They're here somewhere, but like
they're going for clicks. They have to be there.
Okay, Giannis on the Thunder would be actually insane. That would be oh my gosh. I don't even know what that would look like though.
Yeah, who's going for that to happen?
Maybe
everybody and every
SGA?
Single pick that they have
no,
gone.
I don't think
they're
SGA.
Never trading SGA.
Probably J Dub and maybe Chet Holmgren or like
and like a few
too.
Picks.
I just don't think that the OKC are not going to trade this core.
I
this
agree.
Young core, they're so young. They have they could have a dynasty ahead of them.
I agree. That's a great point. Yeah, I don't know why they would trade for Giannis as an unk, but like you compare him to
you compare him to the rest of the OKC team. Wasn't it like the weren't they the youngest average age to win
yes.
a championship?
Yes.
Giannis is 30.
So he's not like unk.
He's got
but
another
like,
he got another 8 years on the tires. Maybe.
But is it worth trading a potential dynasty for?
No, not even a little.
I don't think so. I really like. I don't.
I was just saying
I
it as
like
more
that.
Of a joke because
yeah.
it's always like ESPN. What are their? What
oh
are
yeah,
their top
like
five
OKC.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be the biggest markets possible. They're not going to be like Sacramento Kings have a good opportunity to land Giannis this year.
No, but you know who might actually have a good opportunity? I feel like the Spurs.
Yes, that I agree with.
So if they were to. Trade for Giannis, they would trade, the Bucks would get Stephon Castle, Harrison Barnes, Kelly Olynyk.
Olynyk?
Olynyk, sorry. I'm not tapped into the Spurs that much besides Wemby. And Jordan McLaughlin.
I understand that. They're not that interesting.
Yeah, definitely not. And 3 picks. So I feel like, you know.
Not too much on Dylan Harper.
Why? Rutgers?
He's from Jersey.
Bro.
No, but he's
bro.
From like my brother high school.
Brother high school? What are
I
we talking about?
I went to an all-girls school. I went to an all-girls school.
You got brother high schools nowadays?
We didn't have basketball. Well, we had basketball. We didn't have football teams or anything.
So like you guys have brother
we
high
had, like,
schools
We had like associated schools.
Yeah,
oh
it's
man,
like
this
an,
is so
So we could have
school.
Like football. Yeah.
You
I'm from
have
New,
that in
I'm from New York City, man. We don't have these things.
You don't have all-girls
you
schools
You definitely
in
do. You
I,
absolutely
we have
do.
The one all-girls school that I know about closed and became a synagogue. So I'm not sure about any all-girls school right now. Just
it's
saying.
Very much a thing in North Jersey.
I know there's a
corresponding
lot
corresponding brother schools.
I know there's a lot of things
schools.
That go on in North Jersey. I can't buy clothes in New Jersey
on Sundays.
So I mean, like,
just North Jersey, not
in the rest of the state.
Nope.
Because why be backwards everywhere when you can just be backwards in one place?
What's going on in Jersey? What the heck?
Everything great in this world is happening in Jersey.
Oh man.
I don't know about that. Okay, should we continue with the Giannis talk?
Yes.
Or should we? Okay. Okay, what about the Rockets?
No. The Rockets are building towards something.
But like,
you just traded for KD.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's true.
I was there live for that. I saw KD get traded live. In
oh my
front
gosh.
Of KD.
Yeah. In Actually, front of KD.
Yeah.
In
at
front
the,
of Kevin.
At Fanatics Fest, KD did a
oh,
panel.
Oh, yes, I do remember this.
And I made Joe and Grace were like, "Do we want to go to this?" And I was like, "We have to go to this."
Yes.
Not only cuz I love KD, just because like I was like there has to be something going on because if I know anything about Fanatics and what they like what kind of shenanigans they pull, shenanigans. Something's going to happen today.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, what happens is KD ends up getting traded live on stage. And I know that's why what they were waiting for. It was the big moment, the big clip.
100%.
And that's what they did. I mean, I wholeheartedly believe that if Giannis is probably getting traded anywhere, it's a team that has enough assets or is willing to trade a superstar for him. Because you don't really, you don't, because are the Bucks going to be committed to wanting to have a full rebuild? That's something that you have to really look at.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think that's what they want.
The Bucks right now in the Eastern Conference are 10-13. They're in the 10th spot. They are 2 games out of the 8th, the 7th, literally the 7th. Actually, they're pretty much 2 or 3 games outside of any single person from the 5th through everybody other
That's
than
true.
1 through like 4.
Yeah.
They're 3 games behind the Magic, and that is the numbered 5 seed. So realistically, you can be like, I'm still trying to be competitive. I want blah, blah, back. Or I want someone else back that can keep me competitive. I don't think Karl-Anthony Towns is that guy because he can't play with another center on the court. We've seen that all year. We've seen that in his entire career. You just signed Miles Turner, a guy that is a perimeter guy in the center, but also plays the predominantly the center position.
Yeah.
And he cannot, I don't see a world where you see Miles Turner and Giannis playing on the same Miles Turner and Kat playing on the same basketball team.
That's
like, it's just two clashing prospects.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's another reason why if you're going to go for a trade like this, if you're the Knicks, the one guy I'm asking for is probably, it's like the Luka trade.
Mm.
It's like, hey, I'm calling about Giannis. That's crazy. I'm not trading Jalen Brunson.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts getting, okay, maybe it's just Jalen Brunson for Giannis and two first round picks. Maybe it's something like that.
I don't think New York would ever trade Jalen Brunson.
I don't either.
Because he's so
you say
cemented
that now,
into the New York.
Dallas
but they have the city behind them, like, for once, and they haven't won a championship in a million years.
This yeah. is not
so,
a
like,
team.
How are you going to keep these fans on board if you're going to give away their, like, they will ride or die for Jalen Brunson. Let me tell you, you ever spoken to a Knicks fan about Jalen Brunson?
I don't disagree, but the issue is, at the end of the day, are you more willing to get a generational, if not, probably at the end of career, can be talked about within being one of the top five players ever, because
mm-hmm.
he's probably averaged 30 points almost his entire career.
He's insane. He really is.
Giannis,
like,
being the Greek freak, it's true. He actually is a freak. There's nothing else to say about him because of how good he has been. He's won two MVPs. He's been All-NBA 9 times, All-Star 9 times. He was a Defensive Player of the Year. Like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he was Depot. I might be wrong about that, but... Like,
a lot of accolades.
He has all the accolades that you can want. He's averaged in his career 24 points. He's a 24-point-a-game scorer in his career. But he's had multiple years of just high volume, almost 30-point. Last four seasons, he's averaged 31, 30, 30, 28 right now. And I'm going to trade him for a bag of chips?
No, probably shouldn't. Definitely not.
And now he's injured, too.
Well, I was gonna.
Is he actually though?
That's gonna be the one. So.
Or is he just so done with the Bucks?
I feel like I was talking to my boss, Jonathan Macri at Knicks Film School. We were filming a podcast earlier, and we were talking about this, and he was like, "If someone were to fake an injury, it would look like how Giannis went down.
Twist your ankle a little bit, and then go off to the sideline."
Did you see the clip? Like, you saw the clip, right?
Yeah. He kind of fell down, and then he, like, limped over to the bench.
I mean, yeah. I feel like, I don't know, with all this
out
news.
Out for 3 to 4 weeks. When's the trade deadline? February?
February 4th. No, February 6th.
So he realistically will be back in the new year. That's like the for his injury. So 4 weeks would be the new year?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
December 4th today, so yeah. Yeah, it is interesting. It's like, obviously, I don't want
to think about.
I don't want to undermine the guy if he's actually injured, but like, it is.
That's
interesting timing.
Yeah,
you know,
interesting timing.
You
exactly.
have to question it with the timing.
The
you
night
do.
Of the trade rumors, yeah, though, like, come on. Crazy. Now, that's the thing about me. That's the thing for me is I'm going to injure myself the night of the trade
the
rumor.
The amount of Giannis ESPN notifications I got yesterday was like,
big news
all time. Like, obscene. Five different like headlines.
I mean, it's probably the biggest news, period, but, like, he's
no,
not,
it
he
is,
still...
but then all of a sudden now he's, like, injured. Like, it just kept, like, Giannis just kept coming up on my phone.
He's
like,
trying to get his
next?
Brand recognition out there right
getting
now.
Getting all the clicks.
Yeah, all the clicks, all the engagement. What other places could receive Giannis?
It says...
Brooklyn.
This is, like, what...
No.
No.
They can.
We'll look into that. We'll, like, we'll
this
talk about
like,
that in a second.
This is, like, when you look it up, I don't even know what, like, the where is this source coming from?
Source?
But
trust
me,
bro.
It says Golden State Warriors for Draymond Green.
What? I'm not kidding. Maggie, look at my phone. I had that pulled up. Let's go through this.
No!
No, let's
Which
go through
is
it.
Crazy.
Let's go through it, because this is definitely something to think about. I don't agree, because I feel like Draymond should always stay with Golden State.
That's also just
Why
not a fair
would
trade.
Draymond be the guy? Oh, I'm trading Draymond Green for Giannis. That's
No. Like Steph Curry for Giannis would make sense, but it obviously would never happen.
No, they would never.
Not now.
So no, like, it wouldn't, but that's the caliber of superstar that you have to, like, Draymond?
Yeah. No, okay, there's...
That's a superstar in my heart.
Y'all, there's more... I love Draymond.
I love Draymond, too.
That's my... Fun fact, that's my mom's favorite player. Mom, if you're listening.
Your mom wears black Air Forces?
No, my mom likes Draymond because he's, like...
he's got some attitude.
He's, like, really, like... I don't know.
Passionate.
She just likes watching him play because she's like, I never know what he's gonna do. Remember when he put Rudy Gobert in a chokehold?
Yes. Yep.
That's her favorite clip of him. Like, she loves that. She's
Is your mom a big basketball?
No,
big basketball fan?
She's not.
She just loves Draymond.
No, honestly, she's just like, a few days ago, she's like, I'm watching the Bulls because you're making me. She's like, I feel like I should be tapped into your, you know, like your career, like your future career, and I'm like. Honestly, you could watch anyone else other than the Bulls at this point. They're not.
She's tapped in, though. She's on the pulse of Chicago right now.
She's tapped in.
She's taking the pulse.
Yeah, fun fact, my mom loves Draymond Green. But yeah, I mean, in this hypothetical trade deal, which is published by ESPN, this is not just me spitballing here. It would look like the Bucks would get Draymond Green, Jonathan Kuminga, Buddy Hield, and 3 first-round picks.
Just a pack of, like, hey, man, here's some guys, and I'll take Giannis from you. It's like, they're like, good, but it's not like, oh, man, I'm trading Giannis for dudes.
Steph Curry, like, it's like...
Yeah, I don't, like, even if Draymond is really good, even if Jonathan... I think he's good.
He's not in the caliber where, like, Draymond Green is not going to come to your franchise and be like, I got a championship
like,
contender.
Like, I'm gonna change this thing.
No, definitely not. He'll probably get a lot of fouls and texts, probably a lot of ejections.
Your team will be getting fined.
I think if Draymond gets traded to, like, the Bucks, he might just buy out, like, force a buyout and leave. Like, he might just force a buyout and retire.
I really can't imagine Draymond anywhere else.
I think he's just waiting for Steph Curry to be
Yeah, I can't either. Probably. Like, him and Steph are just, like...
Those are the two peas in the pod. What else do we have here? Okay, have we talked about the Hawks yet?
No, but I didn't even think about them.
This is a big thing that I've been seeing. So, in exchange for Giannis and Cole Anthony,
they trade Trae Young.
I guess they would. Yeah, the Bucks would get Trae Young, I always forget how to say his name.
Ricochet.
Yeah,
it's like it's French, right?
Or
is that not the other guy? I might be wrong.
Who?
They drafted a French guy. Well, whatever. But still.
That guy. I don't know how to say
his
name.
Yes, yes. Zachary Ricochet. But I remember him getting drafted. But yeah, that would be a good pickup.
So that would be those two. That would be Trae Young and I'm not going to even try.
I love Trae Young, honestly.
Really?
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Please explain. I don't think
he's a guy that would be like a winner.
I don't have much to elaborate on. I just like Trae Young. I've always.
That's fair.
It's also a big change for the Bucks if you trade for Trae Young. You're going from big dominant center to
like
kind of laid back point guard.
Yeah.
And it's also just like I think Trae Young's from OKC, so I guess like small town middle America kind of type vibe. Milwaukee, so we might like it there.
What else do we have? I don't know.
The Brooklyn Nets.
Okay, yes. Let's talk about this.
Enough.
They can, though.
They can.
They can trade for Giannis, and it would be reasonable.
Kurt would literally be the most
insufferable
person on the planet.
The Giannis jersey would be in my mail tomorrow.
All the Knicks fans that have been like in this station talking about, we're getting Giannis.
Oh, my gosh.
Same thing with Kevin Durant. Kurt would just win.
It happened the same thing
with KD. Same thing with Kyrie. Ooh, we're going to get them. They want to be a Knicks so bad. They crossed the bridge to Brooklyn because it's a better organization. It's been known that this is true. Everybody knows that this is true. The superstars want to be in Brooklyn. It is true. I am moving my hands a lot.
If Giannis goes to the Nets, Curino and Kurt will have these Knicks
fans. You won't hear the end of it from me. I don't even care. I don't even care if they don't win with Giannis. I don't care.
It's just the fact that you have Giannis.
Oh, happy.
Oh my gosh.
Because it's the same thing with KD. He didn't choose the Knicks. And no superstar's ever really chosen the Knicks.
But you just said every superstar wants to be in Brooklyn.
I'm saying they've chosen the Nets. KD signed with the Nets. Every superstar the Knicks ever had either was drafted by them or they traded for them. Jalen Brunson was traded for them.
Okay.
Kat was traded for him.
Mm. Okay, that's fair.
They traded for LaMelo.
They ended up there.
I'm just saying. Ended up there. They did end up there. They never go, oh yeah, I want to be a Knick. I'll sign on the dotted line. It never happened.
It was yeah.
Actually, I haven't even thought about that. That is crazy. Like, how bad does the organization have to be that you don't want to play in Madison Square Garden, right? Like, you would think that...
I'm not a huge fan of Madison Square Garden.
But, like, you would think that... I'm not. I think the True Garden is up in Boston.
I've never been there.
I have, and I can confirm it's lit.
What, TD Garden?
Cool. I went last...
Best place on earth.
I went last week, Celtics versus Pistons.
That's a good game.
That was so awesome. I had a great time.
Yeah, but I'm going to say, like... If we're going to talk about a team that has enough picks to do it, the Nets have more than enough picks to do it and probably enough like players to get it done too.
Because I don't think
you're so mad to trade MPJ or you're not like so upset if you trade some of your other guys that you have right now. It's very possible that the Nets could trade for Giannis. And he also didn't say that I want to play in New York City. I want to play for the Knicks. He said I want to play in New York.
Yeah, why did they just automatically take that as the Knicks? Because it's disrespectful,
Kurt. I feel like it's the bigger headlines.
Yeah, more successful.
Successful right now.
Yeah, right now. Yeah, but maybe he was talking about the Nets.
I'm just saying that's not like it's not like a crazy like idea that he wasn't like New York is a pretty broad term. It's not like same thing if a player said in hockey, I want to go play in New York. There's three hockey teams in the city.
Yeah, it's also like it's not like he's like, oh, I want to play in New York, and it's like Manhattan or Albany. It's Manhattan or Brooklyn. You're both in New York City.
So that's
low key love Albany though. My sister goes to an Albany. No shade to Albany, but
we love Albany here at WFUV Sports.
All right.
Do we? I mean, I guess.
But you know what I mean?
Like basketball, they just beat you, Albany.
You know what I mean? Like it's not like
that's what I'm saying.
The Rangers or the Sabres.
He
kept
it open. Yeah. He said, "I want to play in New York."
Interesting.
And
okay.
That was a point that the Nets also have been waiting for Giannis. For a very long time, supposedly. That was one of the reports I was seeing in the New York Post, and that they're prepared to look into it. So if that's what they're willing to do, I mean, it doesn't thrust them to be a winner automatically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that that's something that the Nets are doing, but Giannis becomes the guy that is now a piece of the, not re, I guess it would be rebuild still.
It would be
a piece of a rebuild that's starting to now move forward.
He'd be a crucial piece. He'd be the best piece.
Well, he'd
on
be
that
the
team.
Piece,
he'd
and then
be,
the rebuild would go around him.
He'd be the piece.
That's what I'm saying, though. The Nets are now going to have a direction. It would be a blue,
right. They would have to build a team around Giannis.
And
they
right would. Now, I think that the Nets are in a direction where if they could only trade picks and maybe a player or two for Giannis, that might be a good point where they could get Giannis.
But Kurt, I mean, you know better than anybody. Like the Nets, you know. Bench players and G League teams, do you think there's potential there for a supporting cast around Giannis, or you think they have to find a whole new...
No, I think there is potential for a supporting cast. I mean, we were watching that Brooklyn Nets game last night, and we can just pull up the roster really quickly. Right now, Danny Wolfe, Yegor Dioman, they've looked like bona fide NBA players so far. And I'm not going to say that every draft pick has, but even Drake Powell. Drake Powell, if you haven't been watching him too, their court vision that all three of those people that I've mentioned, Danny Wolfe especially, the amount that he's able to see the court and he's able to pass the ball and widen the floor is quite impressive for a young player.
I agree.
And if you weren't watching him in college basketball, it's quite difficult to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But the amount of floor spacing, and yesterday, I believe against the Chicago Bulls, if every shot that went down when he passed the ball to them, or like if someone didn't pass it again, he should have ended the game with like 12 assists.
He's a great player. There's absolutely no denying that. I'm honestly like, even if I'm not a Nets fan, I have enjoyed watching him like
develop
and grow as a player, especially because he wasn't playing at all. What, he had an injury or something?
Yeah, he had an injury and was in the G League. And that's the other thing. But like, look at the other members of this roster that people really don't, people that don't watch the Nets, you're not really looking into. Zaire Williams, someone that has been better for the Nets last season, not as great now, but it's still an important piece and a great piece and addition to a team that might be a contender. Noah Clowney, a tall scorer. Mm-hmm. He's been averaging, I think recently it's been 12 points, but over his last two games, I believe Noah Clowney has had 20 points in like the last three or four games.
Has he really?
Yes. Let me look at his last stats. But he's been very good the last few games. So wait, right now, the points that he's had. He had 20 points against Chicago, 18 against Charlotte, 31 against the Knicks, 6 against Philadelphia, He had 6 points against Milwaukee. But either way, that's a pretty... That stat line, one, it's not against all scrubs. Two, it shows that they've had good opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Thomas has been injured. That's probably someone you throw in the deal for Giannis.
I was just going to say,
big
I
issues
like...
have been happening with Cam Thomas as of recently.
Yeah.
And if you get... It pains me to say this, but if you're going to get Giannis, you trade Nick Claxton as well.
But I feel like it makes sense. Like you're getting rid of him. Yes, that's going to be upsetting because he is such a good player, but you're getting Giannis. You're getting a generational player.
You don't need another center.
You don't.
And the other thing is you have De'Ron Sharpe and a pretty tall lineup, and De'Ron Sharpe has been progressing throughout his career so well that I would love to see what he looks like with a teammate like Giannis.
I agree.
And if you keep MPJ, then you have someone that can score the rock at a very high volume.
Yes.
And then you also have other bench players, Terrence Mann, Tyrese Martin, he could shoot the three.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of opportunity here to build a team that might not be a contender yet, but if you keep the bones of this team alive and you build around it a little bit more, trading pieces and re-signing guys and restructuring things, this is a team that can go to an NBA Finals probably in 4 years.
You know what? If Giannis had not been in the discussion, I would certainly disagree, but I do agree with you.
I mean, look at the roster.
I'm looking.
I don't think they're playing up to their full potential right now. I think that there's a lot of building that has to be done. But if you really look at this roster it's probably the best roster they've had in 2 years.
I would agree.
At least talent and name wise, it's definitely been that. Like, not name recognition wise, but
talent,
I feel like
for sure.
Talent wise, they've been
definitely
better than they should have been, and how they started the season.
And I do think that's the Nets' problem. Not problem, but I just like in name value just doesn't always draw people to watch. But when you do,
I mean,
they're
they sell
not
at the arena
as bad as people think they are.
I mean, if you're not listen, I understand why you're not watching Brooklyn Nets games. One, they're not on they're not on primetime TV. They haven't really been very competitive all year. But there's a lot of fun aspects to this team. Jordy Fernandez is a great young coach.
I agree.
And Jordy has been
agree.
Pretty much a genius when it comes to the things that he's been doing with this Nets team. And he's been able to hand the keys over to a lot of his players.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen it now with the young guys all playing. It's a tired narrative that they're not playing the young guys.
Mm-hmm.
All four guys, one is, of course, still in the G League, Traore, but everyone else has been playing. Consistent rotational minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I mean, that's why I think they could trade for Giannis realistically. It's not like a fan perspective or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
If I think of a team that can realistically trade for Giannis, it's probably the Thunder. It's probably the Nets. It's like other teams, like maybe the Kings probably have some picks and some players that might trade away. You just trade away DeMar DeRozan. You trade away like all the guys that are kind of rotting away there that would be there now. But it's going to be a team that's not going to be that good.
Yeah.
That's my opinion about it, because you don't trade... Well, you do trade for Giannis if you want to get better.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't trade for Giannis if you want to lose your superstars. So that's
definitely
the issue.
And we were kind of talking about that earlier. It's like either you send the Bucks a lot of like kind of like rookie players and picks, or you give them a superstar. And it's like, what's better?
Yeah, I agree with you.
Like, I feel like they're both... I don't know. It's hard to say. It's like, would you trade Steph Curry for Giannis?
Probably right now, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, all these Knicks
fans.
It's not a good fan base move, which is the same thing with Brunson. But all these Knicks fans, like, you know, Giannis wants to be a Knick. Giannis wants to come to the Knicks. But I don't think that they're realizing that if that happens, then, like, everything that they've been building for the last 3-4
it's
years
gone.
Is gone.
It's gone.
They've been on this, like, they'll love to tell you that they're on this, like, upward trajectory of building this dynasty, and the Knicks are coming back, and it's the rebirth of the New York Knicks. But, like, all that progress, that team that they love, if they want Giannis, is gone. But, I mean,
you got
it's
the soul of it.
It's a fair argument. Like, do you want Giannis or do you want your team? I don't know which one is better. So, like,
yeah. I feel like they definitely, like, they could still be contenders without Giannis, and it's just kind of like disrupting. Like, think about
100%.
Like when Luka got traded, that
but
everything.
When Luka got traded, he got traded for literally a bag of chips. If Giannis gets traded, you're getting a superstar back. It's just that you're not gonna have your franchise guy anymore.
I meant like if Giannis were to come to the Knicks and the Knicks were to lose a like a superstar or even like a few superstars, it would completely alter the New York culture. That's what I was kind of about to say about Dallas, because Dallas is never going to be the same without Luka.
No.
He was so integral to that.
Everyone was wearing jersey 77.
Well, and those fans are not going to have the trust in their franchise the same that they did.
Exactly. I could definitely see Giannis coming to the Nets. You know, I wasn't really reflecting on this in depth earlier.
See, I'm goated at this, man.
All right. He's convinced me.
I just know how to convince people about the right choices.
That's so... Oh, my gosh. Okay. Crazy statement. What else? Do we want to talk about CP3? Do you have time? Maybe a little bit?
Yeah.
I feel like it would be prudent to talk about him. So
man, that makes me so sad.
This is crazy, in my opinion.
It is crazy.
It's disrespectful.
I agree. Kurt, I know you have a lot of, you got some opinions about this. So
Chris Paul is like my favorite player. I really like Chris Paul.
He's your favorite player?
I love Chris Paul.
Of all time? Favorite player of all time?
Like, probably from the early 2000s, yeah.
Like, right now, is he your favorite player?
Well, no, he's gone, and he also is Unk, but yeah.
No, but like,
if I'm going to say a favorite player, it's probably someone on the Nets. I really like
But if you go, like, top five athletes of all time, he'd be in there.
No, top five, maybe.
Okay.
Well, athletes of all time, like, what am I doing?
Basketball.
Chris Paul, yeah, top five
athletes. Well, if he's your favorite basketball player of all time, then he'd be in that top five.
He's one of my favorite basketball players of all time. Yeah, he's in the top five.
Okay.
Bruce Brown's on the number one. Okay, but either way, either way, I just find it upsetting that he doesn't get to have a proper retirement ceremony, like retirement season. I think it's rather upsetting that the Clippers did the same old Clippers kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
where they got rid of their guy that is probably the most famous Clipper ever. I can argue maybe Bob McAdoo, but they were in Buffalo at that time. Like, mm-hmm. Bob McAdoo is like the guy that was like really great for the Clippers, or when they were whatever they were in Buffalo.
Yeah.
But that's my point, is that Chris Paul is the best player probably in Clippers history that people can really remember.
And those fans adore him.
They do.
He's a nice guy. I like him.
Supposedly.
He's a really nice guy.
But supposedly.
That's the issue that they had.
Oh, that is.
Like, that Tyronn Lue and him weren't on speaking terms. Supposedly that he was asking too much of his team to get, like, back on defense and things like that, because the Clippers have struggled with that. And I think that that's something that it shows that, like, Clippers have been rather laid back. But not only that fact, it's the fact that you got rid of the guy that you know you're not good this year. Clippers fans were clapping and excited about Chris Paul being back, even though he wasn't playing very extended minutes. He wasn't very good. Doesn't matter. Chris Paul is back. The guy that you will retire his number is back. And now that you just got rid of him and you kicked him to the curb, and he's not able to even retire properly, literally overnight, during a road game. He didn't even get the chance to say goodbye in a home arena.
It's extremely disrespectful for somebody that's done so much for your franchise. In my opinion, you let athletes like that go out on their own. I've seen it a million times where it's like, yes, sports is cutthroat, it's a business, but at the end of the day, when someone does all that for your franchise, you let them go out the way they want to go out.
Exactly, because without him, the franchise would not be what it is.
And there's not many athletes that get to go out the way they want to go out, but I do think Chris Paul and the Clippers was one of them that deserved that.
He deserved the fact that he couldn't be back. They signed him because it was a whole thing. All of the media surrounding the Clippers this year was Chris Paul's back. It's very exciting. Chris Paul's back.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's not back.
CP3.
And it's upsetting.
But it's also, why sign him if you knew that you had issues and you were going to drop him?
Well, I don't think they knew they were going to have issues with him. It's just now that they found out that they have issues with him.
I just wonder because I read something. I don't remember if it was on The Athletic or Bleacher Report or whatever. But there was something saying, like, his leadership just wasn't...
That's what it was.
Just, it wasn't coinciding with the other members.
With Ty
Lue. But, like, what does that mean?
They didn't even say, like, he wasn't nice or anything.
Like, were they beefing?
They literally just said his leadership style didn't... But before or after they signed him?
After they signed him. They weren't talking for, like, a good, like, month or so, I believe, was the thing that they were talking about, was that Ty Lue and him were not talking. They weren't on speaking terms. Which is something that's just, like... We're adults. I don't know. You're working.
Yeah,
like,
you're
literally
this is,
working.
You're like,
we're being paid millions of dollars to
and
play
we're
basketball,
just like,
and we're being
not
children.
Talking.
Yeah, we're not talking.
Like,
come on.
At like my like lowest teenage jobs of minimum wage, that just wouldn't be acceptable.
Exactly.
But at the NBA, when we're making ridiculous sums of money.
It's not acceptable because it's just unprofessional.
It's unprofessional. And it makes them look unprofessional. So it, like, all this is now coming out because they couldn't just hold their tongue and do it. I mean, maybe he was doing something. We don't know. But, like, if it really wasn't that bad, why couldn't they both just, like, now your organization looks like unprofessional, frankly.
They do. And, like, unprofessional and disrespectful. Like, you're not going to give... Yeah. The player that basically, like, is it fair to say he basically, like, made the franchise what it was?
Well, I don't know
when
if
it's
he
in
made the, it.
When it's in L.A.
He basically, yeah. he put, I guess, the L.A. Clippers.
The L.A. Clippers.
Put on
the L.A. Clippers.
The map.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's more fair to say. It's disrespectful that they wouldn't give him the send-off that he, I believe, deserves. Like, wholeheartedly deserves.
Yeah. It's sad. It's also sad for the fan base. The same old Clippers kind of thing. And that's even worse for them because, like, you finally think that your franchise did something right. And same thing, like, when you signed Blake Griffin and showed him that his number would be in the rafters and everything else, and then they traded him to Detroit. Same stuff.
That they just don't have any loyalty, and they expect loyalty from their fan base, but they're not loyal to their players or their fans. So, like, how much more are you going to string along your fans?
That's a great point. Yeah, we're going to have to see how that unfolds because I don't know. I mean, I guess there's not really much else to happen for this. I mean, like, he's cut.
He might go sign somewhere else, but
maybe.
Probably not. I think
but, like,
this
where?
Is the time
and
to just go retire.
This is so sad.
Go
it's
home
sad.
And retire. I think that's it.
It's so sad.
It's unfortunate. Maybe he'll become a coach.
Probably. That's probably
he probably
the next
will,
progression.
But, yeah. You know, for a career like his to end the way that it just ended is... It's never the way you want to see a career.
I agree with that.
It's that or an injury. You know, those are the two where it's like...
The worst ones.
The worst.
When people give that much to the game and bring that much to the franchise, the sport, the association, and to see them kind of just get thrown out, like...
It's just... It's unfathomable, honestly.
I agree.
Like, if that happened to me in my job or the whatever it is, like, I'd be like... What?
I'd be like, guys, come on. Like, are we serious right now?
1 year.
Angry.
Give me 1 year.
Give me 1 year.
Not even anymore. It's like three quarters of a season.
Yeah, now it's just like, give me a few months.
Yeah. Like, you're obviously not going to make it that far.
Just bench me the whole
year. You're not good. He's not playing that much. You can't let him just sit on the bench and then, like, retire.
Don't let me just go on road games. No, I don't have to go on
road
games.
And have all the fans just, like, have him look at him in the arena. Like,
I don't got to travel.
Yeah.
Let me play garbage time, 5 minutes.
And they're not going far. So, like... What? Literally a few more months, let the fans, like, see him in the arena, sign some autographs, and go out on a high the way he wants to go out. You couldn't do that?
And if the Clippers suck this year, OKC gets their pick. So, everyone have a great day.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Do we want to... is there anything else we want to talk about, or should we wrap? What do we think?
I think a wrap might be fine.
Okay.
How are we feeling?
How are we feeling,
go
Maggie?
Go with me.
Awesome. All right.
Hopefully I pressed the right buttons.
All right, awesome. Well, I've been Izzy Randazzo, joined by my co-host Kurt Sippel, and our amazing producer was none other than Maggie Danahy. Pick and Pod is a production of WFUV Sports.